Good morning. Today is the 42nd day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count the Omers yet, please do so during daylight hours. We learn every single day, L'ilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. I think in order to properly prepare for today's Mishnah and understand today's two Mishnahs, it might help us to review yesterday. So although yesterday was Shabbos, we'll take the time out to go from Mishnah, the beginning of the 7th Perek, from Mishnahs Aleph and Beis to today's Mishnahs, which are Gimel and Dalet. Says the Mishnah at the beginning of the 7th Perek, Chamisha Shemalu Chamisha Chavios L'Kad. What happens if we have five people who filled five barrels in order to prepare five different sections of Parah Aduma water? And then they decided to go ahead and then just add, each person had filled the barrel with the spring water to make the Mechatas, and put Ash of Parah Aduma into the barrels, and then five of them changed their minds and said, let's just put all five barrels of water into one larger barrel and put the Parah Aduma Ash in there. Or what happens if they decide they're going to make one big thing and then turn it around and turn it into five separate barrels? In all of these cases, the Parah Aduma water is acceptable since nobody did anything in between the separating of the water, the drawing of the water, and the activity and the putting in of the ash that would be considered a different activity. Each person just filled a barrel, right? So in such a situation, that's going to be go ahead and be considered all okay. Now, Yachid Shemile Chamisha Chavios Lakachan Chamisha Kiddushin VeNimach Lakachan Kiddushechad In Kacher Ela Achron. But if a single person prepared five barrels to go ahead and do five sanctifications, and then he says, "I'm only doing one sanctification," right? So the and he didn't transfer all the water to the large barrel. It's only the last barrel of water that's okay. The first four are no good because the act of drawing the water that's going to be separated from Mechatas is a completely separate activity. You can't do separate activities when preparing a Parah Aduma from the time you draw the water till you put the ash inside, right? L'kachin kiddush echad, what if I drew the water in order to do a single sanctification and then I decided to put it into five separate barrels with nimach l'kachin chamisha kiddushin in kasher ala zesha kiddush rishon? So then it's only the first one that's okay, because afterwards, once you fill the first one, all the others have a complete activity that was already done, namely the making and preparing of the first one. Amar l'echad, what if a person tells somebody else, kadesh l'cha es elu, right? Go ahead and say and sanctify these for yourselves. So again, ain't a kosher ela achon. Ain't a kosher ela rishon. It's the first one that is going to be kosher. And why is that? He gave him the water as a gift. When Shimon takes it, it's as if he took it from himself. Since he was in this situation, the sanctifications are all considered separate activities, which remove the last one from being okay, or anything after the first one from being okay. Kaddish Lias Elu, if he says, go ahead and sanctify these for me, Hare Kulam Ksherim, because they're the full activity, the charge was to do all five, and so Shimon hasn't completed anything until he goes ahead and prepares all five. Mishnah goes on and continues, Hamamali Be'achas Yado, Ve'osu Malacha Be'achas Yado. What happens if a person is filling and drawing water from a spring to make mechatas, and he's doing something else with his other hand, multitasking, or hamamali lo ula acher, or he's filling up for himself and for somebody else, so shamili l'shnayim kachas, or he's filling up for two separate people at the same time, shneim psulim? In these situations where he's doing the two situations of filling the barrels, those two things are no good. Why is that? Shamalacha posalus b'milui bein lo bein la'acher. For doing a different activity and finishing it ruins something, whether it's for him or for somebody else. Now, turning to Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says, which is the first of today's Mishnahs, and the Mishnah says, Hamakadosh bi'achas yado v'osu malacha bi'achas yado. What if a person is trying to sanctify Parah Aduma water? He's putting the ash inside, and at the same time, he's doing something else with his other hand. So Imlo, if he's doing it for himself, possible the water is no good. Why is that? Because he's doing another activity, and we're not sure which one's being completed at the same time. Bimla'acher kesheira. But if it's done for somebody else, so I can't ask for something for somebody else, on the basis of my doing something, and so therefore that paraduma water for him is going to be okay. I'm a kaddish lo ula acher, but if I'm going ahead and preparing for mine and for his at the same time, shalom pasul v'shal acher kasher. Mine is no good, but his is okay. Mine's no good because it's I can't be doing another activity and completing another activity at the same time that I'm doing this activity. But his is kosher because although the rules should be the same, a person can aser something that is his. I'm a kaddish l'shaim ke'echad. If I'm sanctifying for two people at one time, so again, the same rules. I can't, ein adam oser davar sheino shalo. A person can't forbid something that doesn't belong to him, and so therefore, shneim k'sherim, both waters, the water I'm filling for Joe and the water I'm filling for Shmo, both of them are going to be considered kosher. Kaddish liba, kaddish lecha. What if he says, sanctify for me and then I'm going to sanctify for you? Sarishon kosher, the first one is going to be kosher. Mali liba, mali lecha. What if he says, fill it up for me and then I'll fill for you? Hachon kosher. So then the last one's going to be okay, because like we said, when it comes to filling the last one, that's okay. And the last thing is going to be considered ideal. Kaddish li v'amali lach. What if I say you sanctify for me, so you can finish first, and the one and you'll be okay. V'amali lach, I'll fill for you. And so since it's likely that I don't fill late, I don't complete my own activity afterwards. Shneim k'sherim. We came up with a system where two people working together to finish different tasks, both of them can be achieved. But if I say you fill for me and I will sanctify for you, shneim soon, they're both going to be pasul because they're both doing the wrong thing for the other person, and it's going to ruin things. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.